Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show will encourage you to keep an open mind, prepare to open the door to new understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. And when you can keep an open mind, you'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my extreme pleasure to welcome Bernadette Dickinson to the show. She's a well-known and admired psychic, medium, spiritual teacher, empowerment coach for life and business, spiritual advisor, speaker, author, radio show host, and healer. She's also trained in rehabilitated racehorses, trained and shown hunters and jumpers and abused horses since 1986. Before that, she was a marketing and sales professional for 20 years, and as a professional psychic and life coach for over 16 years, she has a proven record. Bernadette has successfully coached thousands of individuals from all walks of life. She has guided clients through every imaginable challenge and past self-limiting beliefs. Her lifelong study of world religions and spirituality has fueled her personal faith and inspired her to explore the application of spiritual principles to today's complicated world. She has juggled the responsibility of single motherhood with the stress of a successful marketing consultant career. Overcoming and besting those daily challenges formed her personal convictions and philosophy. Doing work as a medium, Bernadette has located missing pets, assisted in missing person and murder investigations, and created a connection of contact with loved ones who have crossed over. She provides clients with the understanding, skills, and inspiration to powerfully create the lives they desire. Business executives and celebrities seek her advice and coaching, people who refuse to settle for mediocrity and want better. She has never settled, and she doesn't want you to either. And so let me welcome Bernadette. Once again, how are you tonight, Bernadette?
Hi, Dave. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I've really been looking forward to this show. Thank you for responding to my ad. And so let's get going. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your business, because that was something that you wanted to talk about, how you prefer to work with the teaching aspect rather than necessarily giving readings.
I do still do readings daily, and yet Spirit has me moving more into doing teaching of groups, because there's such a need right now for people to make their own connection with Spirit, with Source Energy, and rather than relying on someone like me. You know, you can either hand a man a fish or you can teach him to fish. Which one's going to last longer? That's the metaphor Spirit always gives me. And so
Right. They're
pushing me more into a teaching role and have been for the last couple of years. So that's more where I'm geared, although I do still do readings daily. My business is going more into creating things on a group level so I can reach more people at one time.
I see. Well, would you like to talk a little bit about what you do when you're teaching folk to realize some of their own skills?
The main course I have running online right now, and it's a video course that you can do at your own pace with, and comes with a year of live coaching, weekly coaching with me in a group setting, is called 30 Days to a Charm Life, and it's based on some information I channeled over 20 years ago on how to create our lives deliberately. And it's a course that definitely teaches you how to manifest, but it includes all the universal laws, you know, not just the law of attraction, which is a big popular law, universal law, but it's not the only one. And in order for us to be balanced spiritual beings, we have to know all of the universal laws Otherwise, we crash and burn when circumstances out of our liking come into our lives. And so in that course, I guide and teach you how to operate within the laws and how to overcome fear and limiting beliefs. And we rewire your brain and give you tools to accomplish whatever you want and to draw into your life whatever you want. And also, the main purpose of that course is to create that conversation daily, moment by moment, with source energy, with God, so that individuals can, in fact, know when they're on the right path. They don't have to call someone like me.
Well, what are some of the other laws? I mean, everybody seems to be familiar with the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious.
Well, you've got several laws. The law of attraction, obviously, is the main one everyone knows about, but you've also got the law of judgment. You've got the law of honesty, right?
Mm.
And which that one, we actually talked about that in my class last night, because that's one that a lot of people don't want to really look at. The law of honesty includes your integrity and your authenticity and how you operate in life. And when that's out of balance, now you have several different things showing up in your life, you know, and there is a law that covers that, being authentically you. The law of gratitude, the law of balance, the law of expectancy. I teach about perception and forgiveness, anger, the different types of anger that we tend to buy into. Then there is a law of responsibility as well. There's a law of action. There's a lot of different things that go into creating our lives, and when we're not aware of how those things are balanced, you know, we tend to fall off, and then we get depressed and or compressed. Our spirit gets compressed, and we no longer have the lives we want. Now we're living by circumstance, and I teach people how to no longer do that, how to take control of circumstances, rise above it, and watch their lives change.
Well, you used the word balanced, and as you were talking about all of these different laws, I was thinking to myself that it sounds like it really truly is a balancing act, that there are so many different guiding principles that shape our lives that we need to be aware of. And so on that note, how important is practicing awareness, and what are some of the tools that people can use to remain conscious?
You know, awareness is consciousness, you know, being consciously aware of what we're choosing, what we're speaking, what we're feeling, how we're acting, and instead of reacting. Like, most people are very unconscious, so their subconscious runs the show. And in reality, you know, there have been many scientific studies done that says between the ages of 3 and 9, we're basically in a hypnagogic trance. We're being programmed by society, by the media, by our teachers, by our parents, by our environment. And in that trance, we pick up beliefs. We pick up programs that we aren't even conscious of. And by the time we hit adulthood, it's the programs running the show for us. So that's what's creating our circumstances. Until we take conscious control and become very aware of what we are believing and what we are programmed to accomplish or not accomplish, what's limiting, what's not limiting, until we take control of that, we're stuck in a state of mediocrity. We're stuck kind of herd mentality, you know what I mean? So awareness is definitely the number one factor in what shows up in our lives, and meditation is a great tool. I use gold standard EFT tapping to help clear away anxieties, fears, blocks, that sorts of thing. And I also do a lot of meditation and provide a lot of meditation tools in the course as well. And journaling. I do a lot of writing. Spirit always has me write. I don't know about you, but Spirit always has me write things down. It's a fun.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Well,
yeah,
we need to break free of that victim mentality and take charge of our lives, yes?
Totally, because no one's a victim. Really, no one's a victim. You know, the Tao teaches about God, but it is about everything in life. The moment you name it, you label it, it loses its meaning. And it's true, too, about the minute you label yourself a victim, all of your power has been sucked away. So don't label yourself that. You know, you don't need to be a victim, a villain, a hero. You don't have to be any of those things. You are part of the I am that I am. All of us are.
Well, it seems to me that a lot of people aren't even aware that they've cast themselves as victims, and that's because they remain unconscious.
This is true. But, you know, it's interesting because what a lot of people see as traumatic events, turmoil, sadness, you know, where they would see themselves victimized, it is in those moments of challenge, of things not going right in their perception, that they reach for a higher understanding, right? We don't change when we're comfortable. We don't change when everything's going well.
Right.
We have no reason
those are
to
all
look for... Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how can people best get in touch with you, Bernadette? Because we're not going to be able to get to everybody on the line tonight. And, you know, Bernadette has a slightly different... inclination than some of the people on the show, and she is willing to do readings, but she really wants to empower you to take charge of your lives and not rely on psychics. So how can people get in touch with you if they want to find out more or enroll in one of your classes?
The easiest way to get a hold of me is go directly to my website, BernadetteDickinson.com. I'm also on Facebook, and you just type in BVision1, and I also have a group on Facebook called Burning Gold or Illuminated Souls. Any of those ways you can get a hold of me, and feel free to email me or whatever, but all of my information, scheduling, all of that is on my website.
Great. Well, shall we take some calls?
You bet.
Okay, we'll talk some more, too. Our first caller is Sheila. And Sheila, you're live on the air. Say hello to Bernadette.
Hi, Bernadette. How are you?
Hi, Sheila. I'm good. How are you?
Well, as well. I was calling reference to I decided to apply for a job, and I want to know whether should I go to Boston, should I go to Virginia? What does Spirit speak about that?
Okay, so you applied for a job. Let me just get this right. I'm a little, you opened with you applied for a job, but then it's Boston or Virginia?
I'm asking what would be healthier for me.
Okay, but what does that have to do with the job thing?
Because that's what I applied. Because I'm
is both places. Okay. Okay. That's. Yeah. I'm just trying to tie it together. If we're talking about
a
remote, you know, a move, or we're talking job. Okay. Interesting. I'll tell you, Sheila, because Spirit's not going to tell you what the decision is on this, but I'll tell you the energy of both places for you. Okay.
Okay.
Boston has a very lively, sort of wake you up and bring you back to life energy for you. Like it's got a very strong vibe there, that exploration is the word they're saying. It creates like this, I'm going to explore myself, the world, what it has to offer, right? But then I go to Virginia, now my energy's sort of more settled. It's more rootsy, like I want to settle down, I want to put down roots.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two very different energies going on. You know, I'm not going to say either one is better,
yes,
and neither is Spirit. But one is very sort of, I'm gonna lay my roots down here in Virginia, or I'm going to perk up and become an adventurer and an explorer in Boston.
Yes. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so meditate on that. Like, ask them, as you're going to sleep at night, just ask them to tell you the information you need to know to make the best decision in your dreams, and see which place you dream about.
Wow. Thank you, hon.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Sheila. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Blessings on your decision.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Take care. My
it's
apologies
always exciting.
To Michelle.
Moves are always exciting.
Oh, they are. I mean, there's so much energy accompanying them. And, of course, you're in a of transition yourself, so you must have a lot of energy going on for yourself.
You have no idea.
Yeah. Well, I did want to apologize to Michelle and Rose because they were first and something happened with my screen.
Uh-oh.
But I'm going to Michelle now.
Okay.
And Michelle, you're live on the air.
Hi there.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
What can I do for you?
Hi. So my question is, when will I find employment? I'm currently unemployed and have been 2 months now.
Ah, okay. You needed a breather. You needed a little breather, like really.
Yeah.
And you're still in this phase of taking a breath. So
okay.
Don't stress about it. You will have a job offered to you about the third week of July.
Okay, awesome.
But here's the thing. I mean, you haven't really been all that concerned about jumping back into the workforce, have you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. So as quickly as you start to apply yourself to getting a job, you will have an offer very quickly.
Okay,
and they're showing
awesome.
Me like a step up a ladder, like a step up from where you were.
Oh, okay. Great.
So don't look at just what you were doing in the position. Like, don't make this a lateral move. Go up a rung.
Oh, okay.
And then you
Good
won't
to know.
Be so stressed, girlfriend.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Michelle.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless. Well, that was interesting what you said to her. And I have often wondered about people that are kind of in a holding pattern or a wondering pattern and aren't really out there doing what it is that they need to do in order to make something happen. And it sounds like you've given that suggestion to her that she has that power and that she'll make it happen.
Well, in this point, too, I mean, what I saw with her in vision and the way that I get things, I either hear it, I see it, or I feel it clearly, right? So I kind of have antennas, and then the information downloads so quickly, I have to make sense of it as it's coming. But so they were showing me, like, she was out of breath, literally. When she was working, she was just worn out, and she really needed to gather herself back up, and still does until she goes back into the workforce. And, you know, it isn't going to be the same. It's not going to be the same sort of treadmill. It's going to be in a higher position where there's more responsibility but more delegation so she doesn't burn out. And she's at the stage of her life where she really does. I hope you're listening, Michelle. You really do need to learn how to delegate and not just be the workhorse.
I think that that's good advice for any of us because so many people wear so many hats and can drive themselves to a point of distraction instead of learning to delegate. So that's an important piece of advice for everybody. Well, our next caller is Rose, who's been patiently waiting.
Hello.
And thank you, Rose. Hi.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I have the same question. I want to know, when am I going to be working? I've been actively seeking work, and I do have some temp work next week, but after that, I just want to know, what do you see for me?
Let me ask you a quick question, because I need to know if this is future timing or this is past timing. Was there a 6 week or 6 month lag here with work?
I've been temping on and off for a while now.
Okay,
I'm kind of tired of it.
I'm seeing a six, so I'm trying to place that, whether I need to go backwards or forwards with that. Timing.
I've been temping on and off, so.
Has it been like 6 months?
Longer than that.
Okay, then this is forward. So, and that's what I needed to know, so thank you. it looks like you're going to be temping some more, and it's pushing me forward, and I would say longer than 6 weeks. This feels more like 6 months. However, at some point here in the next 3 months, there is a mechanism that turns in your temping, like who you're temping for, that you go temp to perm.
Oh, wonderful.
In 3 months. So you take a, like a position comes up. So don't get frustrated with the temp thing. A position comes up that is temporary to permanent. And that's about the 3 month mark. And then in, at the end of your 3 month temporary assignment, it goes permanent.
And when is this assignment? Is it coming soon?
3 months.
Oh, it's coming in 3 months.
Yeah. So for the next
then
3 months, you're going to be working temp. And then in 3 months, you get a temp to perm position. You work it for 3 months, and it goes into permanent. So we've got a six-month thing happening here.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Rose. Thank you for calling tonight. Thank you for your
you
patience.
David.
All right. You're welcome. God bless, hon. Bernadette, how long have you been aware of your gifts?
Since I was little. I got in trouble for
them.
So. I was raised in a Catholic household, so I got in a lot of trouble for them. And my grandmother on my father's side was psychic and a healer in Hawaii. But my mother's side was very religious, and we went to Catholic school. I got in trouble for having knowledge of things that I shouldn't have and seeing things I shouldn't be seeing and blah, blah, blah. So I really kind of kept it a secret for a long time, although sometimes things just came out of my mouth I couldn't control, you know, but I was always afraid of getting in trouble. It wasn't until I was out of the house at 18 that everything became overwhelming with my gifts, and then I shut them down. Or let's just say I refused to do anything with them until I was 25, at which point they gave me a whole lot of visions of what was to come and what my purpose was, and then went full-time as a psychic 16 years ago. So and I'm 49 now. they've had their hands full with me. I've not made it easy for them. This isn't something that I wanted to do, and nor did I think that I could make a living at it. Like when they told me, you're moving to Colorado from California, and I said, fine, they made it pretty obvious that there was no other way. It gave me a five-year warning, got here and said, what do I do for work? And they said, it's time to give readings. I was laughing. I'm like, okay, I have a kid to support. You've got to be kidding me. And lo and behold, that was 16 years ago, and I've done phenomenally well.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. How have your gifts blossomed over the years?
I've been able to control them more. In my younger years, very hard to control them. You know, I didn't have the training or the knowledge of how to control them to the point where it became very difficult for me to go out in public in large places. You know, if there was any kind of concert or, Christmas time was my biggest nightmare. Still sometimes is. But any place where there's lots of incoming energies, I didn't know how to handle it. And it took me years to figure out how to shield myself up so that I wasn't reacting to everyone else's stuff or seeing things that I didn't want to be seeing and things that were inappropriate to be seeing, like when you're driving and you see, you're driving through people that are there. It tends to make the ride a little bumpy.
Hey.
So I've become way more in control of them, and they're more manageable. And I'm a lot more at peace and not in conflict with my gifts anymore. I think a lot of young people I see, and I work with a lot of young people that have gifts that don't particularly know how to work with them. It causes so much conflict. You know, I know the cry of every natural-born psychic is, I just want to be normal. Why can't I just be normal? And that was my cry for a number of years. And I know kids in the same boat. You know, they just want to be normal. They don't want to see things on the other side. They don't want to know what's going to happen before it happens. They just want to play with their friends. And it can be terrorizing until you learn how to reconcile it and work with it.
Well, it sounds like you've made peace for yourself. I hear it coming through loud and clear.
I actually enjoy it now. Yeah, when it gets quiet, I get nervous. Like, what do I do?
Well, we've got a lot more people out there. Shall
Let's
we go back to
it.
The line? Okay.
Sure.
Coming to you, Michelle. There you are. You're live. Oh, can you hear me? I guess not. Okay. Wendy, I'm coming to you.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking
my call.
Hi there,
Wendy.
Hello.
There you go.
So much.
Say hello to Bernadette. You're welcome.
Hi, Bernadette. It's been very inspiring to listen to you, and I appreciate very much you taking my call tonight. I have so much going on in my life right now, but the listening to you talk about moving and just getting people to honor. But I think I feel very intuitive, but it's oftentimes I think a little bit more difficult for me to see my own stuff versus mm-hmm. other people's, just because of that close emotional attachment. And I've been a single woman for about 19 years now, and so I would love to see what you feel, see, hear in that regard of a relationship coming in.
So I know this is going to sound really simple, but I'll tell you, because they're repeating it, and when they repeat things, it means, as simple as it sounds, Bernadette, just tell her. They're saying go out. Go out. Girlfriend, you can't expect them to drop one in your living room. So, go out. Go out, and don't just go out. Go out and make eye contact. Go out and start conversations. Mm-hmm. Get back out there to where you can, attract someone. You will have someone, by the way. And they're laughing, but they're literally, I've got three people behind you trying to push you out the door, and you have every reason not to go. Is that ringing a bell for you?
Well, yeah, I do tend to stay around my, I still have, two that are living with me, two of my youngest children, even though they're adults.
Mm-hmm.
And I do tend to spend most of my time with family. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it definitely resonates. I mean, I've gone to, single sites, and I do get out some, but, yeah, that's certainly, I could definitely get out more. And
it's summer. Go out and enjoy different mm-hmm. festivities, different things happening around. But don't just go out and be a wallflower. I mean, they're being very clear on that. Go out, make eye contact. Smile, say hello, introduce yourself, ask questions, and begin conversations, and watch how easy the connection flows. But I do have a wonderful one coming your way, and they're saying, when it comes, do not do the whole it's too good to be true. Just go with it. Okay?
Do you feel any timing on it, Bernadette?
If you will do what they're saying, which is go out, you're really, right there. I mean,
okay.
It could happen so quickly. And, but don't go out and look down. Like they keep showing me you looking on the ground. Get your eyes up. Pay attention to who's around.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Well, I got to go because I got to get out.
There you go. Good job.
You're right, Wendy.
I appreciate it very much. Have a lovely evening. Thanks so much.
Thank you, too, for calling. She's got a good sense of humor. I like that.
Guys have, Spirit has such a great sense of humor. And so many of my students and clients are like, you always laugh when you do readings. If you could see what I saw from the other side, you would laugh too. And really, we take ourselves way too seriously. Spirit does have a sense of humor.
Oh, yes. Well, absolutely on both counts. Our next caller is Mary, and Mary has been hanging in there for a while. Mary, you're live on the air.
Okay, thank you very much. Nice to hear you both. Right now, I'm going through a difficult financial situation, have been for some time, and I decided to downsize within my complex thinking this would help me, and I had an agreement with management to do so. However, it didn't come into play. They rented to other people, and I have still been promised another apartment. And there, from what I understand, there is possible sale in the works, so they haven't really got into the fixing up of the apartment where I'm supposed to go. My lease is technically up at this time. And in the meantime, I have not been able to put money aside, and I had several emergencies, including a big vet bill because I had to put my cat to sleep. And so it has been mounting. I'm going to be in arrears this month, and everything's still on hold. I have nothing in writing. Management's been elusive. They told me if the apartment was not ready that they would let me stay in the bigger unit until it was ready for that price. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know if any of this is going to happen.
That part is.
Oh, it is?
The part of stay where you are at the lesser price is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Let me ask you a question, Mary, because they're really highlighting. Are you having problems with your knees?
That's probably the only area that isn't bothering me.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something.
Other stuff going on.
Okay. They're bringing attention to your knees. Okay.
Well, I hope we're not going to start because I have
no. That to me means there's something going on in your joints.
Hmm.
Okay. When I see something like that with someone's knees, it means, and I'm not getting any kind of bone problems. It's a joint.
Nothing I'm aware of right now.
Okay, and it may not be showing up in your knees. It could be showing up other places where, ankles.
I can relate maybe to lower back or neck or in those areas, so knees.
Because I'm picking that energy up,
uh-huh.
The next time you go to your doctor, would you talk to them about joint care? You need to do something about your joint care, like preventative, or
okay.
Do some research and do something about preventative joint care.
Okay.
Okay. Because really something, when they show me stuff like that,
I'm pretty mobile. I mean, I'm doing a lot of housework right now and packing and things.
No, I'm sure you are, and that's awesome. But there's definitely something with joints in there, and anytime they show me knees, they're referring to joints. So there's something with your joints.
I can't bend down and bend and get up freely on my knees. I know that.
There you go.
Yeah,
so
I know that.
You can do something with your joints that will give you even more strength, more mobility, and make sure that it doesn't turn into anything further. Okay, so this is preventative. But as far as your apartment question, they will give you your apartment at the price of the other unit, and you don't have to worry.
Well, will I still be moving at some point?
At some point, yeah. It's just the timing of it. They're not even sure at this point. You are going to be moving sometime in the next two months.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just kind of preparing and making the clutter less and giving
Good.
And donating and selling and what I can so that it'll be easier. Now, will they work with me, or will I find some way to bring in some extra money? I've been really scouting around trying to get extra money because I'm on a fixed income, so I'm trying to get some extra money, but it just hasn't been coming in as quickly as I'm needing it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see any improvement in the financial thing? I mean, the bills are coming in and they're getting greater.
Hey, don't focus on that.
Yeah.
Don't focus on that. Focus on faith. You know,
I,
when there is a need,
I am right
the
now.
Universe always delivers. And there are things that you can do other than selling things to bring in some extra money. And it really is about helping other people that are not as mobile as you. So
right.
You want to.
I can understand that because there's several people where I live that I have been mm-hmm. Helping with different things.
So set a price on that service and you know, make up a flyer and drop it off at your neighbors and say, you know, I can do your grocery shopping or I can do this or I can do that.
I've got other health problems myself, so I'm not real, you know, flexible all the time myself, as you say.
No, but
when
you're capable, you certainly can bring in extra money that way, sweetie.
Yeah, so that's a good way to do it. Okay,
yes.
I understand.
Yes.
But they will work with me as far as not charging me the full price and all that.
Yeah, I don't have them putting you out, so don't worry.
You always get nervous, you know, and
sure.
Right now other things are, you know, spending. I'm paying bills instead of some other more urgent needs.
Put your focus not on, you know, stressing you out or causing you worry. Put it someplace else and do as they're saying and watch how quickly things shift around.
Well, I do appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's nice hearing
you. You're welcome.
Thank
Many
you.
Blessings.
Thank you both. Bye-bye.
Good night, Mary. God bless.
Thanks.
Well, I like the way you shifted things there for her, because so many of us, when we get into tight feeling spaces, focus on all of the possibilities that could have negative consequences on us. And it's so important to stay positive, isn't it?
It's important to have, you know, there is a thing called the law of expectation. And most of us don't realize that. But if we expect negative, negative happens. If we expect positive, positive happens. It's kind of, you know, people say, well, that's kind of Pollyanna-ish. Yeah, it is. But you know what? Pollyanna had a pretty good outcome. So what's the problem? Try it. You know, expect good things. Expect solutions. You cannot find solutions by focusing on problems. And that's no lie.
Yeah.
So we have to have faith.
Well, they say to live in the solution, not the problem. And I once heard a life coach say there's no such thing as a problem. It's just a matter of perception, and what it really is an opportunity. So, you know, that's something good for all of us to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm. And the answers are always there. I mean, the simple thing with her, you know, spirit comes through and says, you know, you can do things for other people, help them, that aren't as mobile, and that solution's already been something she's been doing. She just needs to capitalize on it a little bit more to make up for, you know, the financial deficit she's been facing, and it turns the situation on. And when spirit says it, you know there's energy behind it to create a blessing. And you never know. There are people that will more than willing to give you a gift of, you know, $100 tip. You just don't know. But do that and watch how spirit blesses you through other people.
Yeah, very true. Well, let's move on to the last caller that I identified, and that is Erica. And then we'll see if we can get to a few of the others. But we're not going to be able to get everybody tonight. So, folks, if you want to get in touch with Bernadette for a reading, or for one of her classes, you can go to, it's BernadetteDickinson.com, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so there you have it, folks. Okay, I'm coming to Erica. Erica, you're live.
Good evening to you all.
Hi, Erica.
Hello.
What can I do for you?
I didn't have any question like job or relationship. Not really.
Uh-huh.
I'm just, I don't know. I just was thinking, since I read your profile about marketing, like I was marketing, I was a single mom. I'm into mediumship, so I just was going to call just to connect and just see whatever you would possibly can pick up from. I don't really have an exact question that. It's like I'm in a dire need of something. I'm just more into spirituality.
Erica?
Mm-hmm.
I think we've lost Bernadette. Let's see here. Here she is. Hi, Bernadette.
Hello. I don't know what happened. I just all of a sudden was gone.
Don't either. I there was a pause, pregnant pause there, and then I realized your light wasn't on and your number wasn't there. So I don't know what you heard, but it sounds like Erica just wanted a general reading.
Oh, okay. You know, Erica, there just isn't enough time to do a general reading on this show. I don't have a problem doing them. It's just there's just not enough time for me to really dig deep into your energy and do a general.
Okay.
Easier to have
mediumship.
A focus point. Pardon me?
Mediumship.
Yeah, not on this show. I don't. There's a lot of messages that come through that are very private. I don't do those kinds of things on the air.
Well, spirituality, I just had questions about spirituality.
Mm-hmm. What kind of questions?
Just as far as like a focus point as far as spirituality, so I love my dreams and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love mediumship. I love Reiki. I love a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just kind of loving everything. I don't know.
That's a perfect place to be. That's the perfect jumping off point to make connection to spirit, too. So it sounds to me like you've done
okay.
a lot of good work. Meditation is a really good
okay.
focus point for you, too, to expand your
okay.
own ability to receive messages in your waking
okay.
life. You get a lot in your dreams, but in your waking life, meditate.
Okay.
That help?
Yes, I know. I know that already. I know that every day I'm like, I should meditate some more. I say that every day.
Uh-huh.
It's just, okay, confirmation again. Okay, I'll be
yep.
quiet.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you all for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, Erica. Thank you. God bless, hon.
You too.
Oh, thank you. What do you think is the greatest challenge facing people these days at a spiritual dimension, Bernadette?
I think a lot of the challenges is the physical dimension taking too much time. We don't schedule enough self-care and spirit time. I hear from so many people, I don't have time to journal. I don't have time to meditate. I don't have time to exercise. And, yeah, you do. If you're driving in your car, you can turn it into a meditation. If you've got to go for a walk, you can turn it into a meditation, a conversation with spirit, where you can listen and hear what they're trying to tell you. We all have time. It's what's your priority. So there's just so much busyness that is so distracting, and it really does take away from our spiritual walk. So we have to make time.
Good advice, folks. I believe this next caller, it's a familiar number. I believe it's Ellen. Let's see. Is this Ellen?
No, happy Friday. My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. Sorry about that. Your number looked very familiar to me. Say hi to Bernadette.
Oh, no problem. Happy Friday, Bernadette. Thank you for joining the show today.
Ah, thanks for having me. How are you, Tina?
I am excellent.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Rob, whatever spirit has for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just where it's headed, you mean?
Yes.
Is that what you're wanting to know? Okay.
Yes, thank you.
So the first thing that they're showing me with you and Rob and the light around the two of you is good. It's bright, right?
Thank you.
There's definitely a need for clear communication because he can't
yes.
read your mind.
Yes.
That's literally what they're saying. Don't expect him to read your mind. And when you communicate with him, because sometimes you feel like he just doesn't get what you're saying anyway, so you shut down, right?
Yes.
Try and speak in his language, so that he can understand.
Okay.
Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Okay. And literally, they're like, don't speak women speak, speak man speak.
Okay.
Because a lot of times you're communicating from your emotional place. And he's thinking rational, and he's thinking, what does she want me to do? She's not giving me, straight instructions, and you're sitting there going, no, I'm telling you how I feel, and he's saying, it doesn't make sense to me, and so we're not communicating, and you both are bumping heads. So you're going to have to come from a rational place and give
okay.
him firm examples of what it is you're asking for from him, and if it's just simply, I want you to understand or listen to what I'm saying, and I would just want to vent, then preface it with that.
Okay.
Okay. And then give him strokes when he listens and gets it right.
Yes.
Okay? But you guys have, I mean, really a lot of light around the two of you, so it's all good.
Great. Do you see us moving together soon?
It's not time yet. Don't rush it.
Okay. Okay.
Not time yet.
No problem.
All right, sweetie. Any other questions?
Just about whatever spirit wants me to know my business. Yeah, business. I would like to purchase a property.
Your timing on that is a little ahead of where it's going to happen, right?
Okay.
I'm getting more end of summer, beginning of fall.
Oh, great.
For all of that to fall into the right order. So don't rush it. You're so cute. You're such a mover or shaker all the time. You've got constant balls in the air, and it's awesome. But don't jump ahead of your timing, lest you get yourself into the wrong situation. So end of summer, beginning of fall, that transition time, that's when that all happens.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Well, in the meanwhile, have fun.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
God bless,
thank
Tina.
You. God bless you.
Okay,
so
take care, hon. Bye. Well, that is an interesting thing, and that is the notion of timing. So many of us remain very anxious about things happening as in now, and don't allow things to just open up and reveal themselves in God's time. What would you say about that?
Well, there's a difference between force and flow.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be more in the flow and less in the push, because most people, you know, they make up their minds and they get this divine spark of inspiration, but they want to push the action instead of waiting for divine inspiration for the action. We have to be in alignment, which means we have to be in the flow, and sometimes that means that source energy, spirit, God, has to align things a certain way so that it is exactly where we're supposed to be at the time we're supposed to be there. If we push the timing and try to make it, you know, we take the wheel, right? Remember that song from Carrie Underwood, Jesus, Take the Wheel? We ask all the time, God, help me out. And then we yank the wheel back, and, you know, our guides and angels are like, what's up? You driving or am I driving? Make up your mind. And when we do it, we crash into walls. When we let spirit direct it, it flows perfectly and it's easy.
What suggestions would you make to people about remaining in the flow as opposed to pushing?
So the best way to know and to be in the flow is to be very clear on what your intention is, and pray about it, meditate about it, visualize it, you know, and write down specifics of what it is you're working towards and feel that you're being divinely called to bring into your life. And then wait for signs. Wait for doors to open. Wait for the signs to happen. And wait for divine inspiration for action. You know, if you wake up in the morning and you feel like, I need to call so-and-so, call. And if that is in alignment with where you're headed, what you're trying to create, you'll be amazed at how many doors open from that one phone call. So you have to be willing to act when the inspiration hits too and not be afraid.
Beautiful suggestion. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. I have area code 856 here. I don't know what your name is. Who am I speaking to, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. I did it earlier, didn't I?
What? No, I didn't talk to you, David.
No? Before. Okay. I had a Laura on the line. I lost her. I thought it might have been you. Well, pardon me for that. Go ahead and ask Bernadette your question.
Hi, Bernadette.
Hi, Laura.
My question, I would like to get my house this year, and I wondered if you see me getting that house. hopefully this year.
Have you already found the house, sweetie?
Well, I had found one, and they came back to me later, and then they pulled it back, and then there was a second one that I really loved, but I lost it to another bidder, so that's pending right now. So now I'm looking for another house.
Okay. It will happen this year, and it will happen relatively quickly, so hang in there. What era houses are you looking at?
I'm sorry, I didn't...
Are you looking at brand new houses, or are you looking at, like, older remodeled houses?
I'm looking at older remodeled homes. I'm trying to find one on the water.
Because I keep seeing blue. That's why I was asking. I'm like, well, that's not a modern house. People don't paint their houses blue anymore. But I keep seeing a cute little blue house with white trim.
Blue house with white trim. Is it
and a really cute porch.
Story?
Huh?
A single story? Is it single story or double story?
I can't tell. I mean, a lot of those old houses, because I'm looking from the outside, a lot of those old houses look like they're one story, but they're actually two story. So I can't tell from where I'm looking, but it's very nice curb appeal. Literally, I'm seeing blue with white trim and a nice white front porch. So you'll know by that. And it's got like a, what are those things, eaves or overhangs or whatever when you walk to the front door? It's got its own little roof thing.
So does it have a, is it on the water?
It seems like it's either on the water or it's across the street from waterfront. It's right there.
Any idea how long before I find that house?
You're right there, sweetie. I mean, literally, you're right there. So it could be any time. They're not giving me any amount of time between now and then, so it could be tomorrow for all I know.
So, Bernadette, am I looking in the right neighborhood of the... Because the other homes, the other two homes that I wanted were in the same type of neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Is this one also in that neighborhood, or is it further afield?
What's north of the neighborhood you were looking?
Well, I was looking in, like, Medford and then Medford Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Further north would be, we're going up into, like,
just
Colston.
A couple miles. Just a couple miles.
Just a couple miles north of where I was looking.
Look in that area. Like, expand your search a couple miles beyond the border of where you were looking. Go a couple miles north.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you. Yeah. I really, really want to get my house so bad.
You will, sweetie. You will. Start celebrating because it's coming right to you. I mean, when they bring in the picture of a house and the color and everything, it's already there for you. So.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, do they have shutters?
Oh, those things beside the windows, yes. I have a Southwest-style home, so it's really hard for me when older homes come into view. I'm like, what do you call those things? Yeah, they do.
Oh, good. Does it look like I won't need to do too much remodeling or repairs inside?
It's already been upgraded. It's already been updated.
Oh, okay. That's great. Thank you. Thanks, David.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have fun with your service.
Yeah, you're welcome, Laura.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling in, hon. Okay, God bless. Well, you had a very clear vision on that, didn't you?
Yeah, it's fun when that happens. Sometimes
yeah,
it goes that way with things when it's already there, like, you know, and she's been on the search, so she's been going different houses and trying to buy them. So Spirit already knows, and there's already a house. And it seems like it's a fairly new listing, so she'll find it pretty quick.
That's beautiful. Well, are you up for a couple more calls?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to area code 305, and what is your name, please?
Hi, David. This is Deanna. How are you?
Hi, Deanna. I'm fine. How are you, hon?
Enjoying the show. Hi, Bernadette.
Good.
Hi, Deanna.
Isn't she
How
great?
Are you?
Sorry, David?
I said, isn't she great?
She is. I like the words at the beginning of the show. Bernadette, as you know, you were probably named for Bernadette Soubirous, who also had visions and saw beyond what we can see.
Yes.
So I'm not surprised that you, you know, absorbed that. And if it was your mother who named you, maybe she should have realized that that was.
You
want to
hear something funny? My sister, who was 2.5, 3 years old at the time, stated out loud in the hospital room, her name's Bernadette.
Oh.
And that was that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then your sister had the vision.
I know, little kids out of the mouth of babes.
Wonderful. It was very interesting what you were saying in the beginning, that you sort of removed the unconscious beliefs which we have stored, or they were programmed into us, and I hope someday to be able to do that. I'll just go on your website and look a little more. I'm still, you know, lost and confused, sort of better than I was for the last almost 8 years, but still a little bit confused and unsure of where I'm stepping on. I was wondering if Spirit has anything to say to me about getting more settled, or getting more work in order to be more settled and feeling more secure.
You're very creative, right?
I am thoughtful.
No,
they're
using the word creative, so you can call it thoughtful, but they're saying you're very creative and you're very resourceful. On top of that, you're very good at organizing things for people.
For others, maybe, but not for myself.
No,
you're
talking business. They're putting me in the business arena. What do you do for work, sweetie?
I'm an interpreter and a translator, and just today I was helping a friend, a personal friend, with a situation of being evicted, and I got the letter done and told them this
there
is not what you have to do. But that's not what I love to do. I love to, you know, use language and also has some beauty about it, which is not something accepted in the clear-cut world of words. And legalese.
Well,
so I need a little more beauty.
And that creative bit, that I think is probably why they're bringing that in, right? That there is a creativity about you that brings beauty into the world in mundane places like, you know, legal stuff and business stuff. You have that ability, and in doing so, you can make money at it. You just really need to kind of open it up a little bit more of how can I use, you know, the skills with language and the organizational skills that I have to bring together and marry a service to provide to others that is worth someone paying good money for, which is easy, and allows me the freedom to be creative. Your genius is in using words creatively. Genius.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I do have a way with words sometimes. I'm also creative when it comes to drawing or seeing images.
Uh-huh.
I just cannot put them on a piece of paper or a surface well enough, and I can't afford to go to school and learn about that now. And,
yet.
Well, yet. Yet, I love that word. I heard it once used, yet. Every time you're telling yourself something negative, yet. Yes.
Yeah.
It's very close to yes. Actually,
yes,
T comes after the S. So, yet. I have to remember that word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's the thing, sweetie. You do have money coming your way, okay, in the form of business. And you're very resourceful, too, in your ability to create solutions and help people see things that they couldn't see for themselves. Maybe you get a little confused with yourself, but that's more the fact that you have rapid-fire thinking, and that gets in your way. You're very, you know, when you get caught up in the mental frequency, your mind goes into these circles, and you can't see out of it. But when it's other people, because you're objective, you're very good at seeing how the pieces all fit together. And when you promote, you know, your services to people, that's how you need to do it. You know, I am great at taking all the pieces of your puzzle and laying it out to where it's one solid picture. That's how you need to present yourself to the business world, or, you know, to your clients, and your blessings will come. For you, on this journey that you're on to find peace and abundance and joy and fulfillment, you need to slow your head down. Just get out of your head. The minute you go there is the minute you disconnect from, you know, your true nature, and you're such a fast thinker. I mean, seriously, when I see your brain, it's like watching this turbo hard drive in a computer, and it's smoking, which is not good.
Fireworks.
Right? Because you set the computer on fire. So slow down.
You know, you're talking in the beginning about balance, and mm-hmm. that's what I'm after. And that's the hardest thing. I've never reached balance. And I guess most of us, you know, have that problem. Most people who call, you know, it's hard to remain in balance, because in balance you are, your weight is carried better.
Do you want to know how to do it? The simplest way? All of your listeners, I hope, are listening, David. The quickest, easiest way to stay in balance with anything is to hold the vibration of joy and gratitude in all that you're doing. And when that slips, stop.
Amen.
Yeah. Joy.
Yeah. Joy and gratitude.
Gratitude is grace. I love that word. It's what I feel has helped me through the worst of times. It's what helps every one of us through the worst of times.
Yep.
Grace.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Bernadette. I do love your name. And
thank
you, David, for always bringing, you know, kindness into the world.
Well, Deanna, thank you so much for calling, hon. And thanks to all the other callers. We're just going to take one more call, folks. Just to keep in mind for the future, if you want to speak with a guest on the show, it's best to call in before the show begins. And my shows are Thursday and Friday nights at 7:30, and I have some wonderful guests coming up. So you can find out who they are. I'm not going to tell you now, but I have some very spiritually gifted people coming up this month. And all you need to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E. And you will see all of my shows posted through, I believe, the beginning of August. And so, Bernadette, I would love to have you back again. And I wondered if I could call you after we take this next caller, meaning after the show is over. Okay, great. All right, well, this lucky caller is calling from the state I hope to make my home state someday, and that is Maine. So, you're on the line. What is your name, please?
My name is Cindy.
Cindy, is it?
Yes.
Okay, yep, you're coming through a little distorted, Cindy.
Hi, Bernadette.
Hi, I'm having a hard time hearing you. It's weird talking going on.
I'm not sure what it is. I'm on a landline versus a cell phone.
Huh.
Are you on speakerphone, Cindy?
No,
you're not.
No.
Try holding the phone just a little bit away from your mouth, and maybe that will help.
Okay, does this help?
Yes.
Okay.
Better.
Okay. All right, so my question is, I've had a house for sale for the past couple of years, hoping that this will be the year that it sells. Can you pick up on anything regarding that?
Your market in your area has been a little low, too, the last couple of years, right?
Yeah.
But this year, it's actually come up, so that people are starting to buy again in your area, and it looks to me like you just need to freshen up your listing.
Okay.
And that's it. Like, just refresh it or have your realtor refresh it and schedule a couple open houses. You need to have at least 2 scheduled open houses is what they're showing me, and then your house will go.
Oh, okay. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. And have some flowers, sweetie. I don't know why. Have some flowers, like fresh flowers in your kitchen.
Okay.
During the open house, there's something about the color and the fragrance that is going to attract whoever the buyer ends up being. Those flowers
okay.
are like are the clincher. So to have a vase of flowers there.
Okay, well, that sounds great.
Yeah, good for you because you've been waiting, and they're saying it's the market's finally up in your area and people are moving. So, yep.
Yeah, I've got to tell you, Dana, that I've gotten a lot of messages from your readings with other people this evening.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot of those things kind of apply to me and answers a lot of questions that I didn't ask.
And I love when Spirit does that. That happens a lot. Like in my classes, it's awesome. One person will ask a question that everyone else in the class is wanting the answer to, and it's cool how that happens.
Yeah, it's
so
great.
Very cool. Yay.
Yeah, great job. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, sweetie, and good luck with the house sale. But just do that. I mean, I'm seeing, like, you know, almost like garden flowers, kind of like dahlias and
lupins.
Yeah, those two, exactly. Things like that, but fresh ones just cut in a vase in the kitchen because whoever comes into that kitchen, it's those flowers that just clinches it. And it's something to do with a memory from childhood, and it just does it. It just turns that mechanism that says, where do I make the offer?
Well, you know, it's funny. I think I have a yard that, David, you'd appreciate this, in Maine, the lupins start growing in June. And my whole yard is full of these beautiful lupins that are all this periwinkle color. And they just grow wild. And around
nice.
My house, they grow everywhere
nice.
Around my house. So maybe you're telling me that during the lupin season, the house is going to sell.
It could be that, but they're specifically telling me to tell you to put some in a vase in the kitchen.
I will do that, too.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless. And
thank
I like
you.
What you were saying, Cindy, about how a lot of the messages that have been given to other callers have applied to you. I found that to be the case for myself, too, and it must be the case with other people because there are still quite a few people remaining on the line. So folks, for those of you that didn't get a chance to talk to Bernadette, please go to BernadetteDickinson.com and you can get in touch with her for more help, whatever it is that
and
you're
I'm having
for.
A sale on my readings right now too for the next 24 hours. So they're actually marked down quite a bit. So if anyone wants to schedule a reading, now's the time because the price goes back up tomorrow.
Oh, that's great to know. So contact her tonight, folks.
Yeah.
Well, Bernadette, thank you so much for joining me tonight. It's been a pleasure. I've really enjoyed the hour.
Oh, thank you for having me. And I don't want to take credit for all of the stuff that came through. So I hope you guys all, and I know David does, thank Spirit, thank Source, you know, because without that, I'm just a vessel. I am just here to channel the messages and deliver them. But without Spirit, I'd be nowhere.
Absolutely.
So
we're all just instruments. Yes. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.